What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loft Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my co-host, Southern Flame Dawn McIntyre. And right under me over here, we have Shimmer Johnson. She does pop music, and she is also in a band called Circle the Wolves. Here we go.
I am a...
All right, before we get the show started, I do want to remind everyone to please subscribe to our YouTube channel and check us out on all podcasting platforms. Shimmer Johnson, you seem like you have a bunch of different talents. Looking at your website today is pretty impressive, like everything that you've done.
Yeah, I call myself a multi-genre artist, so I jump around from rock to pop to country to a little bit of everything, so yeah.
Nice. So you do, you're a singer-songwriter, you write your own music, but you also write music for other musicians as well, right?
Yeah, I sure do. I do a lot of top lining for different producers out of LA and out of the UK. I've had other artists release some of my music that I've written that I wasn't going to release, and they ended up loving the song, and then we ended up releasing it together. And then basically I work with other artists in my recording studio here in Edmonton, Alberta, and we have like a rock band and a couple country artists, and I do all the vocal production in my studio, so that's kind of my job for the recording studio.
My next question was going to be, aren't you Canadian? But never mind, you already
I am very Canadian.
Quick question. Are you allowed to say certain artists that you have co-written with and produced with?
I've written with a lot of just independent artists for the most part. I did do a cover of a Martika song, Toy Soldiers, on my
interview. I remember
album.
That.
And and I'm really good friends with the guy that wrote it, Michael J. He's awesome. Mm-hmm. He was living in LA. He just recently moved to Nashville. So now I have to go to Nashville to go see him. But regardless, he was really funny about Michael J. is I was like, I want to do one of your songs because I wanted to record one that he wrote because he's written with lots of amazing people. Mm-hmm. And he jokingly said, you should just do a cover of Toy Soldiers. I'd like to hear you. I'm like, actually, I already recorded one. I just send it to you. He's like, what?
Really?
So I ended up sending him my version. And he's like, you should just totally release that. And that's what we ended up doing. And he submitted it to the 2021 Grammys. And I didn't make the ballot, but I was in consideration for being on the ballot, which was really cool. So
yeah,
for that song for best rock performance. So
jeez, I remember when I first heard that song, and still to this day, every time I listen to it, it brings me to tears. I love that song. We have a love-hate relationship with that song because it makes me cry, and I'm not a crier.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, I did a really unique version of it. So
I'm looking forward to listening to that. I haven't heard it yet.
But yeah.
Go ahead.
But with that song, I tried to keep the all the original elements, but I put my own Shimmer thing in there. So
when you first started writing music, was it more so it's clear, cause I don't know if I made it clear, I guess in the intro, Shimmer Johnson is your pop art. That's like you as a pop artist, right? And then Circle the Wolves is a band. Now is Circle the Wolves an actual band, or is that also mainly just you?
No, we're a full band. Keith Runkle is an amazing drummer. He's my drummer. He also plays for my Shimmer stuff once in a while when I need him.
Cool.
Like this weekend, we're playing the Pride Festival in Edmonton. And I do Circle the Wolves on Friday night, and then I do Shimmer on Saturday in the afternoon. So I get
How
to do
cool
both
is
projects.
It to have an alter ego?
Yeah.
What'd you start writing first? Like, do you have one that you love? I know that you're not even going to want to answer this question, but is there one that you love more than the other? Or are they like having kids that you just love them equally, even though one's more of a turd sometimes?
I love all of my music, in all honesty. My favorite pop song that I've ever written was Don't Break Me. And that was the song that originally got Michael J. interested into even chatting with me. I went to an event in LA, and I ended up sending him that song after we chatted for a few minutes. And that was the one that he's like, you got to come write a song with me, that got, you know, me networking in LA and meeting people. Mm-hmm. He introduced me to like Diane Warren and Alan Rich and Judd Friedman and all of the bigger Billboard songwriters that he introduced me to over the last few years. I'm just super appreciated of Michael. And, you know, it brought me to a whole different new lights of songwriting. And, you know, I got to do songwriting workshops with Judd Friedman. He's the guy that wrote Run to You with Alan Rich for Whitney Houston. So I got to do a whole bunch of songwriting workshops. I got to go to Italy. It was just a really great networking experience over the last, since 2018. So
you've been writing for a long time too, because there was an MTV show. I don't know who remembers it. I remember it, right? It was probably like the early 2000s. Was it Sweet 16? Was it about what? So I was getting confused, like the 16 and pregnant one.
It was Sweet 16 and
like birthdays, my song, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my song Thunder got played on several different episodes back then, and it was just really cool. I didn't get paid for it. It was more of just, you know, to exposure. Get my music out there, exposure. Mm-hmm. But it's still really cool to have on my resume that it was out there.
Did you come to them or did they come to you? I mean, how'd that whole thing even work out?
I really don't even remember how I got a hold of them. No clue. Long time ago, and I submit to everything. So it was probably through like a website or something I submitted my song through.
And they picked it. That's so cool.
Yeah, just recently I submitted my Circle the Wolves State of Mind song to Odyssey for the Hollywood Bowl opening act contest. And I got an email yesterday that said that I'm in the running to be one of possible acts. So that's pretty cool.
Now State of Mind, is that's the newest Circle the Wolf song, right?
Yeah, it is. One.
Okay. And on this episode, we're going to play Unwanted. And the reason why is because it is an Avril Lavigne cover. And since you also do pop music, I thought it'd be kind of neat to do like your regular pop music and then like a pop cover song with your rock band.
Exactly.
So I thought it kind of fit.
What's really cool with the Avril Lavigne song is we totally took it to a whole different level. It's Avril Lavigne's song, but like verse two is completely different than the original. And we added so many new elements to it and harmonies. And if Avril Lavigne heard it, which I'm hoping she eventually one day will take a listen to it.
She'll
fall in love with it. She does. Avril Lavigne listens.
Okay. Well, let's go. We got two songs to play. We got 30 minutes to do this. We're already 8 minutes in. So let's go with, and we're going to play the full song. Okay. We're going to play the full song.
All right.
So let's do Shimmer Johnson first and the song Chaperone. Okay. Not what I said earlier. It's before we started this.
Yeah. Chaperone, I wrote with the amazing Ted Perlman, just so everybody knows. He's worked with like Bob Dylan, all of them, and I met him online during COVID. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. This song's about 4 minutes, a little bit over 4 minutes long. So let's check out this song right now. Here is Chaperone by Shimmer Johnson. Here we go.
Shut
All right. there we go with Chaperone. You know, that song is like, has like a funky kind of feel to it as well.
And like, and then it's jazzy. Yeah. It's very happy. I never write happy, and that's my happiest song.
You got such a great voice, like a super fantastic voice, right? It's like smoky kind of, and has that really cool sound to it. It's dope. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It's very different than your rock. It's almost like you have two voices almost. Because like your rock voice is a little bit, I think it's a little bit different because I heard your music today. Because I was like, I was totally Facebook stalking you. No, I was just stalking. I was YouTube stalking you is what I was doing. Get all the information before.
That's okay.
Before we play the
other. You can totally stalk me. It's all good.
Before we play the Circle by Wolf song, I do want to talk about there was a time in the early 2000s, I think also, where you were on Saturday Night Live, right? So how did that happen?
Well, it was an online collaboration with this guy named Smitty. And he's like, I want to do this song with you. And he's like, he sent me the track. And it was a really cheesy, like really super cheesy 80s song. Like it was so cheesy. And I was like, I'm just going to write the worst 80s song ever. And I did. I wrote a super cheesy 80s song. If it would have been released in the 80s, it would have been a hit. But it was, I even sang it horrible. It was just bad. and he submitted it to Saturday Night Live, and they used it on a Dan Aykroyd skit on a making fun of the 80s. Yeah.
Oh no! Right. So you weren't actually on the set. But they just
no.
Okay.
Come on, with Dan Aykroyd skit.
was that exciting though? Like, were you like, you got to see that I'm on here? Like, were you going like telling every single person you knew?
I didn't even know until I seen it show up on my ASCAP. I'm like,
I'm telling you, these people don't tell you when you're going to be on TV. I did a thing for like some barbecue thing for like, it was like E! Entertainment. They did a bar and I helped build the website. So they wanted me on there. And I was like, will you please let me know? It was for G4 TV. I was like, will you please let me know? Like, yeah, we'll send you an email a few weeks before it comes out. No, my friends, the next day were like, dude, you see you on? I was like, no, I did not see that.
So did not email me. I still haven't seen that Dan Aykroyd skit. It's been like 20 years.
Yeah, we're going to have to YouTube it. Then go find it.
I am so going to find it.
I still haven't found it. So if you find it, please send it to me.
Oh, you have it. Oh, so you've looked for it and can't see it.
Yeah, I can't find it anywhere. Yeah.
Dang. Well, I don't know.
But
I know
it shows
people.
Up that it happened, so that's all that matters.
It's in the deep, deep, dark web of Dan.
I'm glad because it's really bad.
There's a Dan Aykroyd fanatic out there that watches this and has seen every single one of his skits. Please send it to us. Send it to the Lost Boss, Mr. Snimmer Johnson. We want to see it. I definitely want to see it. Okay. Before we play Circle the Wolf songs, Unwanted. I do want to talk about you have your own production studio and music. Is it like a record label now?
Mm. Yeah, we developed our own record label for our Edmonton artists here in Canada. And basically we help do their full album or singles. Like for instance, Relic just released one that we helped him with. I did the vocal production and it's in the top 40 Canadian Indigenous
cool.
charts. So Dancing in the Kitchen it's called. And yeah, so goodness. I didn't write it. I just helped produce the vocals on it. So but you know, just stuff like that. We work with other artists, like original independent ones. We do voiceover stuff for some people as well. And like I said, I do lots of top lining, and I've recently even started lending my voice to EDM stuff in the UK. So I've been doing
That's always fun. Yeah, that's always fun.
Back in 2019, I did a song called Breaking, and it actually made it in the top 10 commercial club charts. I was up there with Pink and whatever for like a week or two.
What's cool about EDM music is a lot of times you only have to sell like one or two things and they just like play it over and over again. Like I have to bring down the house.
No, mine actually sounds like a full song.
You don't take the cheat. Like I like cheat. Like I just do like the one or two words and then just like mix it over and over again, faster and slower.
Yeah, no, I can't handle that. I can't do it.
That's what makes you legit though, right? That's what makes you a legit artist. you actually have things you can say. It's so hard to be a singer-songwriter, especially in two different genres, and you write for other genres as well. Okay, let's talk about my favorite style of music, rock and roll, baby. All right. So Circle the Wolves, when did this – I feel like we're doing a whole brand new interview now. When did this get started? when did Circle the Wolves come about?
Circle the Wolves started kind of at the end of 2021. We started forming and writing some tunes. We did a whole album in probably a month and a half, and we released it. That's the first one that you can hear, the full album on Spotify. And then Existence, we got on the Red, White, and New show on The Bear here in Edmonton. And so that played a little bit on the mainstream radio. And we just released State of Mind a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And that one's doing really well. I released a video for it. And before that, we released Unwanted because I love Avril Lavigne. And so I wanted to do an Avril tune.
It makes sense to do like a pop cover when you do pop music as well and do rock music.
And on the 23rd of this month, I did a really cool rock version of Sia's Chandelier that comes out on Friday. On Thursday. Yeah, and it's really, really cool. I'll send it to you. I have to do the video this week, so.
You are a busy, busy, busy person over there. Yeah. Like, you have a lot going on, huh?
Yeah, I try to stay busy. I'm like OCD.
I'm looking forward to checking all this out.
Yeah. No, it's okay. So this is like a 2-in-1 interview, really. I mean, it really is because you got two different but two different artists or two different bands. Okay. Two different genres. Okay. Here's Unwanted, the Avril Lavigne cover of Unwanted. And you know what I like about this video and also your other videos for Circle the Wolves is your mask. You have like a mask. Is that part of the thing for the band? For the band stuff?
Yeah, I did it just for Circle. I wanted, so I have like a whole, I have like 4 or 5 or 6 different masks that I can use, and then I change up my hair from black to red to purple, and I just change it.
For alter ego
Circle.
That helps separate the two different. Even though on here we're talking about it both, you know.
Exactly.
But it does help keeps it separated. It also keeps the band interesting as far as, you know, whenever someone wears a mask, but they're not like Slipknot masks. It's like a Gap party or whatever mask.
Mine are masquerade.
Masquerade. All right. Here we go. Let's play the song right now. Here's Unwanted. Circle the Wolves. All right. I was trying to be dramatic. Here we go.
Howling away, I had a
Shut up. Oh, wow. My God. Like, look, okay. Was I wrong, Dawn? Was I wrong when I said that her vocals sound different from the...
No. I'm just going to stop you. When I said alter ego, I did not know how far it was going to go down that rabbit hole until we went there. You would not be able to hear the difference on the radio and tell that is your voice singing. And watching the video, you cannot tell.
It's her. You can't even tell it's her.
You can't tell. Yes. Yeah. It was a complete alter ego and hot. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that's my wigs and my mask and
girl, that mask, those masks. I have those in lace and they are freaking incredible. I love them.
That one in the video is a metal one. My hair kept on getting stuck in it while I was.
Yeah, don't don't change up just because of the material. The lace ones do the same thing.
I don't have any hair, so I wouldn't know. But that is super okay. Be honest now. When you're on stage, have you guys performed? Has Circle of the Wolves performed on stage yet?
Yeah, we perform all the time. Like I said, this weekend will be the big festival. So
and Shimmer Johnson also has performed on stage, right? Okay, yes. Okay. Now here's the question I got to ask: which one? And be honest, you don't hold back. I want to know which one gives you more energy when you're performing.
Like, oh, my rock stuff, 100%.
Yes, I knew it.
Well, because you got other people on stage rocking out with you. And that song especially. I know a lot of Avril Lavigne songs. I probably know that one. I don't recognize it because I have to hear her version. What? No.
Her version, you wouldn't recognize it. Okay. Her version's very, very poppy.
Okay.
And like she tried to be heavy, but it didn't go heavy.
It didn't quite fit in.
Her pretty, even on that full album, I love Avril Lavigne, but even on her Let Go album, that was the only song on that album that didn't really suit the rest of the album. Mm-hmm. And I've always heard it heavier. So when we were sitting down with the band, I'm like, they're like, what songs do you guys want to do? Heavy, like a cover that we could do heavy. And I'm like, let's do Unwanted.
Nice.
And Avril Lavigne's she's considered pop, right? She's not considered punk.
She's considered punk.
I'm referring to her as pop all night, but I'm like pop punk. There you go, it's pop punk.
She's pop punk.
Okay,
my guilty pleasures are Pink and Avril Lavigne. Those are some of my guilty pleasures. Yeah. Right there.
I love Sia and Pink, and I grew up listening to Celine Dion and Mariah Carey, so all the divas. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
That is, I mean, this multi
phenomenal work. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what's the plan? I mean, what, I guess you wouldn't even know. What if one takes off, the other one kind of doesn't? Do you bring the other one with you? Like if you go on tour,
my goal is I want to be able to tour the one group for like 6 months and tour the other one for 6 months and kind of swap it around. Then I get breaks from the rock stuff and do my pop stuff. And I even have country stuff.
I would love to play the drums for a country, like not like being a full band, but like maybe my voice is, I don't sing. I just do like a screaming thing. Cause that's all I can do. Right. So I couldn't even do country music, but I would love to lay down some drum tracks for like a country song one time. We've had some country artists on here and I wish I knew you did that, and I wish I had a song to play, but I don't, because we could just play all kinds.
It's all good.
Yeah. I think she's good enough.
I jump around everywhere, so yeah.
You have your own studio. So, do you record your own music as well?
Yeah, I record my own vocals. All the pop stuff that you hear, I work with my significant other, and he plays everything, so he does majority of all the music. I play piano by ear, so I have no idea what I'm playing when I write. So inner me, the songs that I wrote on piano were You Keep Me Grounded, so it's all pure piano. And my husband's like, we're gonna just leave it your piano because you played it good, because normally I'll just like lay down something that's really crappy because I'm not a piano player. But I play good enough to be able to write what's in my head.
Right.
And then he replays it all pretty because he's gone to college for it. So he's like master of piano. But he actually left my piano in You Keep Me Grounded. And I also wrote the majority of Priceless myself. And then he wrote the the really pretty piano part that comes in for the chorus. But for the most part, I collaborate with other producers, like Ted Perlman is my collaborator, and on Chaperone that you guys played here. Mm-hmm. And then Corey Johnson is my producer on most of my Shimmer Johnson stuff. Michael J, I've been working on a song called Breakaway that we're going to release later this year. And so there's lots of new Shimmer stuff coming out this year. And I have like three more albums of Circle the Wolves. I'll send you some. I'll send you the pre-album that you can listen to, but you can't share it until it's released.
Yeah, no, that does happen a lot. We never share anything, because if someone says, you do not share, you get in trouble if you share. So, I was going to ask you anything else to say, but I think you kind of said what you want. I know Shimmer Johnson has a great website. I didn't go to Circle the Wolves. Yep. I don't know if you guys have a website as well.
We do. Yeah. If you go to shimmerjohnson.com, or you can go to circlethewolves.com, and it has all of our music videos up there, and links to all of our social media. And we are even on TikTok. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tag you on TikTok when I get a little promo for this either tonight or tomorrow. Is it Shimmer Johnson and Circle the Wolves on TikTok? You have two different TikToks?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. I do have two separate TikToks. I advertise everything separately because they're two totally different genres.
You have to do them separately. Like, you can't put them all together. People would be so confused.
No, I would confuse loved people. It.
Well, good.
Loved it. Your vibey, the Chaperone song. That was great. And then just to see that complete just turnaround for the other video. And I was like,
yeah,
what? Okay. Yeah. That's great.
All right. Well, I guess that's all the time we got for the show. I want to thank you so much for being here. Please don't go anywhere, Shimmer, till after the outro song plays. Please. I do want to thank everyone that listens to the Loud Spot. Please subscribe to our channel. Hit that like button. Watch some of our other videos and listen to us. Like I said, we're on Pandora, Apple, Spotify, blah, blah, blah. We got a Patreon page, patreon.com/theLoudSpot. That's all the time we got. Peace out. Rock on.
Much love.
Much love.
Bye, guys.
This is the Loud Spot outro by nothing short of tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does nothing short of tragic have us back again?
Yes.
Does anything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.